Many media critics call video news releases fake news because they are frequently produced by corporate marketers or government agencies. Often appearing as actual news reports, VNRs have actors playing reporters and anchors and may prominently display select consumer brands, which makes opponents call them stealth commercials. Last August, the Center for Media and Democracy issued a report that indicated, contrary to proper journalistic principles, dozens of commercial stations aired VNRs without identifying their source. The FCC immediately began investigating stations. But in a letter sent to the FCC last week, the Radio Television News Directors Association urged a halt to the inquiry, calling the initial report flawed and biased. The RTNDA statement adds that the investigation has also had a chilling effect on the dissemination of newsworthy information to the public.
I don't know what their motivation is.
Diane Farsetta co-authored the Center for Media and Democracy study on VNR use. She defends it and has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to the RTNDA's complaint. Farsetta says the RTNDA's code of ethics make it clear that there are very distinct ways to handle VNRs and calls the organization's reaction to the study unfortunate.
A news directors association is attacking independent reporting and urging the FCC to call off an investigation. The FCC's mandate is to police the public airwaves, and in the case of undisclosed video news releases, that is something that goes against both the spirit and the letter of FCC regulations.
Farsetta says at this time the FCC has made no decision on whether or not it'll cease this investigation. Both the RTNDA and the Center for Media and Democracy have posted their reports and statements online. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.